I am the glob glow gab galab, the swabble double wobble gabble flibber blabber blab. I'm full of swibble glibber kind. I am the yeast of thoughts and minds. Swabble double glibber glabber swibble swap glab. Hibble double swibble swabble glibber glab swap. Swabble double glibber glabber swibble swap dab. Hibble double swibble swabble glibber swap glab.
What's up, everybody? We're finally back.
Oh yeah.
Can I just say it's good to be back?
It feels good. Really good to be back.
Oh.
I don't even know what episode this is. 11?
10? 13?
Who knows? 12? 14? We don't know.
Season 4? No.
No.
We skipped season 3.
No, if
you
went
on
season 3.
You did do season
3? No, we're on season 3.
Right. Oh, we're on season
3. We did season 2.
That's not true, because we're on season 3.
Wait.
What? Yeah. So we're back. Greybush Studios.
I'm going to go check, actually, when was the last time we posted? I mean, we posted it on September or something.
11th. It was 9/11.
Oh.
It was Shaylee's birthday.
Yeah.
I thought we...
That's when we
did we do one?
We did one on my birthday. We just didn't post it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because you walked out halfway through, remember?
I walked out on, like, 3 of them. Did I not?
You walked out on one of them.
One.
Oh.
It was that one. Yep.
Yep.
Anyway. So it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Anybody's heard us.
So much new stuff.
So much new.
Speaking of new stuff, today is a special day, isn't
it? Special day.
George Clooney's birthday.
Yep.
George Clooney, the
man
from not Leatherface, Leatherheads.
It's Adam's birthday.
Yeah.
18.
Corolla?
Not even close.
You, Adam. You, Adam.
Oh, it's my birthday?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, Shin, it's my birthday.
Your mom's been lying to you.
My grandma's calling me. I'm going to answer on the podcast. Let's see what's going on.
Okay.
Hello, Grandma. Yo,
what's up, Grandma? I am having an amazing day. How's your day going?
I thought she was going to continue
to mention. I sent your card, but you'll probably get it tomorrow or the next day. I'm always late. Okay?
Hi, thank you.
Wait, are you going to tell her? We're on a podcast right now, and she's on a podcast? No?
But yeah, so today I think we're hanging out with some friends, you know. Me and my friends are going to do a podcast here soon. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can deliver a message, though, to the podcast if you want to say anything.
No, thank you.
Okay. Okay, then. If you think of anything, text me, okay? I love you. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
How cute.
Huh, that
How
was cute. Awesome.
What was that?
She did.
That was an unknown number, dude.
What?
My grandma's dead, bro.
Now, I just want to call random people and be like, yo, you got something to say for the podcast? And they're like, what?
Well, we could do that, but the only problem is, like, are we allowed to say whatever we want now because we're all 18 or
I
what?
I don't know.
I would say for now, let's just still keep it mellow, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's been a long time.
Yeah, for real. But, like, I have a new job. Cameron has a new job. Nathan has
the same job.
But he's in promotion here soon.
I am.
Yeah.
Cameron, you don't know about that.
I don't.
I'm becoming a manager.
Yeah. Nobody talks to me.
It's because you suck at responding.
I do not. You still haven't responded to me. Because I asked you a question today. And you didn't answer me.
I was at work. That's
And
different.
You weren't at work when after I sent it. You still haven't even opened it.
When was it, huh?
At like 2.
I was at work until 4.
You was
everybody.
At work.
You can still look at your phone when you get off work.
I legit went to Famous Footwear, went with Nathan back to my house, and we came here. Had no time to go through my phone.
Took you 3 hours. You still haven't.
How's that work?
I like how you checked your watch, but there's nothing actually
there.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
He's like, well, if you look at the time
Well,
right now,
it was 2 hours you were off work after I sent it.
I was
it.
Off work at 4:13 today.
Can we just talk about how we're all wearing black hats today?
Whoa.
I don't think that's ever happened.
You don't really
wear a
hat.
I always.
You know what, Cameron?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do, but it's like...
Sometimes I take it off for the podcast to let my head expand.
Right,
so I can get big brain.
Right, like Megamind. Right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Except I'm not blue. You know?
Yeah, and you don't have...
If I was, I'd be part of the...
facial hair.
And you're freaking stupid as heck.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Hey.
And you have the smallest brain, not the biggest. You're like, hey.
I'm pretty big brain.
Right.
I'm
nice
only,
brain.
I only got small
nice brain.
Brain. I only have small brain because my hat's on.
Right.
And I don't want to, like,
when
unleash
you take it
my...
off.
I don't want to unleash my power
right.
to you guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's too powerful?
Yeah, too powerful.
Okay.
Well, it's been...
It's been so long.
So long.
I work at McDonald's.
Yeah,
Cameron works at...
I don't know. some like
a place that we can't factory. Say because yeah, reasons.
Reasons.
Let's just say he gets a lot of ones, you know. So
he does. He was talking to me about someone who gets 20s. And he has to like go through it individually, make sure the head's facing the right way. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, right, Cameron?
Yes, I do.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, they really like his kind over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. The
hold
Irish
on.
Make the best
pretzels.
Hold on.
Whoa.
I am not German.
You just exposed where I work.
Yes, he works in Germany.
No, you said Germany? That's too
hard. Oh, I said you make pretzels? Whoa.
Whoa.
It's almost like every. It's almost like there's so many places that sell pretzels.
But there's not.
There is.
There really isn't. Not where we live, at least. Like in the whole wide world, yeah.
Sure.
I could say right now.
The place I work has like over 180-some stores.
I work at the carnival.
And ours happens to be the busiest.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because of where it is.
Because it's dumb. There's one in Pocatello, too. And I went there one day. Their mall, nobody there.
Really?
And I went, are you serious, bro?
That's so weird.
They got nothing. Yeah. They're all sitting there on their phones. I'm like, dude, no way. I wish.
No.
The same thing for me. Whenever I go to like other stores like McDonald's, like, we ain't friends over there. We ain't friends.
No.
I go work at another restaurant, diss on the entire time. I'm like, yeah, I like this restaurant. I mean, it's kind of weird that's like it smells like piss and that everything's all unorganized. But like besides that, it looks pretty good. And then their manager's like, hey, because I thought he was like.
You go in their bathroom, somebody's taking a dump on the floor.
And you're like, oh my gosh.
Sorry, that's Burger King.
Speaking of dumps on the floor at school today, right?
There was this kid. A shooting.
Not at my school, but yes, there was a shooting, and we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But today and yesterday, the same kid. We're in first hour, right?
Right.
And he, for no reason, just runs out, grabs a trash can, and then he texts his friend. I'm not going to name names, but he texts his friend, and he's like, I need your help. So he runs down to the bathroom, and he vomited everywhere in the bathroom. He had two toilets, three urinals, and two sinks, and a trash can, and he didn't make it in any of them.
Gosh. He really, man's had
two days straight.
You can't judge him. Sometimes you see a picture of your ex, and it's just...
I know. That's probably what happened, too.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
He's probably like,
which reminds me, I was sick a couple weekends ago.
He's like, a not safe for work post pick on Bikini Babes on Reddit. Oh, it's Trisha Paytas opens it.
Is that a real subreddit?
I don't know. No. I don't want to know.
You just came up with that?
Honestly, probably is.
Well, I was trying to think of like...
Reddit has everything you could ever think of.
No,
it's the scariest place.
I'm going to buy you an OnlyFans just to mess with you. I can't remember what his name is. The avocado guy. His name's like...
Oh, Nick Avocado.
Avocado's OnlyFans, but he shows his balls and everything, dude.
Does he dip his balls in the sour cream?
I don't know.
Oh, sour cream. How do you guys know all this? I don't pay attention to this.
I don't know.
I watch YouTube too.
I just know he's a mukbanger. Like,
yeah, he's a mukbanger.
Oh.
Mukbang! Pumpkin!
Do you know who he is?
Pumpkin.
I don't know who he is.
You don't know who Nick? You probably do.
Do you remember that going? That's him.
I think I might have an idea, but yeah.
Oh my god, he's the ugliest human being I've ever seen.
Real, is he? Let me see.
Oh my god,
not,
I hate this
not
human.
Not that we body shame at all, but...
Oh, I actually don't know who that is.
He's the ugliest human being.
What happened to your mic?
He's the ugliest human being. Dude, what did I say?
What?
What did I say?
How long did it take you to notice? I've been doing the entire
episode. I noticed
episode.
I was just in the middle of speaking.
The entire podcast?
Yeah.
Is that a plane? What is that?
Sorry.
Cameron's like, oh, I forgot to close up my browser.
That's the video I'm going to show later in the.
Oh,
in
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about something real fast.
Wait, no, I was speaking. I was sick a couple weekends ago.
Yeah.
And I work on Saturday and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Sick. So I woke up and I was like, I kind of don't feel very great, but I was like, it'll probably go away once I.
I think you told us. Did you not tell us about this?
I don't know, but I went to work and I felt like trash.
Yeah. You told
and
me
I was
about
I was
yeah.
taking orders, right? Uh-huh. And then I was like, fine. I'm like, I could probably handle it. It'll probably go away.
Oh, and your ex came up.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying, I like. Oh gosh.
She's like, I'd like it. And I just.
Oh gosh.
No,
all
but
over
then,
her?
Then my coworker, he started taking an order. He
oh,
took
no.
an order.
Legit,
and I went in there to.
Straight, so couldn't
I went in there
cover
to
her entire body.
Get the food for the order. And once I smelled that food, dude, I was going to lose it right there. I almost lost it.
And by
right
lose it,
in the
he
food.
Means lose his breakfast.
I didn't eat breakfast. That's how sick I felt, dude.
Lose his dinner
he
yes,
felt so
last
sick,
night.
He was about to lose
it was
his
bad.
Freaking Mountain Dew.
I didn't have one.
Oh. You're not a real gamer, I guess.
I wasn't gaming. I was almost working. Almost
lost his
ROM. The grind never stops.
So then I finally went to the bathroom after a while, and I lost it in the stall. I lost it. Not like that. You're weird. You're a weird kid.
Well, if someone says I got super sick and went to the bathroom and lost it, I would not be thinking they're talking about throwing up or anything.
I said I was sick. So.
Yeah.
But I threw up so hard.
One of the biggest common symptoms of being sick is?
Hershey squirts.
Really?
Yeah. Usually like stomach bugs and stuff, which I think is what I had. But yeah. I don't know. I threw up so hard and then I went home.
Gosh darn, stomach bad. Beetles, dude.
So, that was miserable.
But yeah, guess what comes out next week?
What?
Spiral.
Oh,
it does?
The new Spyro game?
I think
game?
The closest, I don't know when it comes in Idle Falls, but our Edwards is opening up here soon.
Tomorrow?
Oh, really? So if it's here, do you want to go watch it with me?
Kinda? I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Want to come, Nathan?
When?
You might, I don't
whenever
know if you like
it's
it.
Opening.
Whenever, like, literally.
Do you want to go opening night? Or
yeah,
do you
opening
wait
night
a
if
bit.
We don't work that night or if we don't work the next morning.
Well, if it's, is it on the weekend? Probably. I don't
it'd probably
know.
Be like on like a Thursday or Friday, but I don't work Friday, Saturdays.
I work Fridays.
I work Saturdays. So.
When you work Fridays, though, because if it's, like, a showing at,
5
like
to
9,
7, or look, now it's later, it's, like, 9 now.
I was going to say, the showing will be, like, at 9.
Well, we're doing this new initiative at work, so we close, instead of closing at 6:30, on normal days, instead of closing at 6:30, we close at 6:10.
Yeah.
I think. No, we would close at 6, we're closing at 6:10, and so that way we can leave at 7, and he just kind of expanded our hours so we can get paid more. Just kind of weird. They're like, hey, can we up these kids' wages? Because they're not making junk.
Jack squat.
Yeah, they're not making anything.
Yeah,
and they work so
does
hard.
Not squat, dude.
And so my boss's boss was like, yeah, but you got to do this. Or at least try it. And so we're trying this just to get more money. Our wages up. But
which doesn't matter for you because you're leaving.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
All right, so what were you going to talk about?
Yeah, what were you saying?
I was talking about Spiral.
No, before that. Because you said something, and then he was like, oh, I'm talking.
Remember that? Yeah, it was about Spyro. I remember
that. Oh, was it about Spyro?
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be something about something
thing,
else.
This is what I was going to talk about, but I reminded it early. J. Cole's releasing an album next week. Did you see that?
That's also what I didn't think he was going to say.
Yeah.
Were you actually thinking of something?
Yeah.
Which reminds me, Tech has a feature. Yeah. He's on a song tomorrow with Hush or some guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't
know. Let's talk about
be.
What happened in Rigby today for a second.
Yeah.
I don't even know really what happens. I've been
I know what happened. I had friends in the school.
Dude, respect to that custodian.
Mm-hmm. And the teacher.
And
tell
the
me
teacher.
What happened,
yeah.
guys, in the audience.
Did,
I have
you,
no idea.
You want to say
you
it?
Can,
or,
you
who,
can do it.
Who, know, who probably knows it better?
Me.
I don't know. Okay.
Well, I had friends that were in the high school. So.
Okay.
So basically,
was it a high school? I thought it was
no,
a middle school.
It was a middle school, but they're right next to each other.
Right, okay. That makes sense.
And so the high school went on lockdown as well. So basically, this girl, I think it's a white female that was a student at the middle school. She said she wanted to die, but she wanted to die by a cop's hand. So she brought a gun to the school and started shooting people, and she shot two students.
Wasn't
and then
there
a
shot
teacher.
To the leg? The only thing I heard about anybody
it was
getting
nothing,
shot was in the leg.
It was nothing fatal.
Yeah, nothing's. Yeah, that's what I heard. Nothing's like. Super bad, but
like the custodian got shot because the custodian ran up and tried to get the gun away and she shot him, and then
respect
I'm pretty sure
custodian.
Two students were also injured. I don't know if they were shot or not,
yeah,
but
that's,
they got
that's
injured, and so
and there's been like a lot of stuff that's coming out where people are saying
yeah.
that three kids
it
got shot.
It just happened like today at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
no, I was at work and then my coworkers are like, "There's a shooting in Rigby." I'm like.
Yeah, I was in class. It was pretty
cool. Well, I first heard was like something about like
it was not like that.
I heard you say it, and then I was like, "Wait, what?"
That came off wrong.
I just say that
right.
about random
yeah,
things,
yeah,
you know.
Did you hear about? Oh my gosh, where was it? I don't remember what it was now, but there's this giant like mass shooting. Like 25 people got killed. It wasn't anywhere. I don't think it was in the US.
I remember that. I think I remember hearing about
how
that.
How long ago was it?
I just saw it today, but I don't think it was fresh.
I'm
assuming
anything in a fat minute.
But anyways, so then the janitor gets shot, so the school goes into lockdown, right? And then while she's reloading, a teacher came out. I forgot her name now, but she's a teacher there. And she grabs the gun and pulls it away from the girl, and then the girl gets arrested by the cops. And then all the middle schoolers go into the high school, and the school was out for the rest of the day.
Hold on.
Dang.
So It happened at the middle school, right? The shooting?
Yes.
Does their middle school have the three grades, 6th, 7th, and 8th? Do they have 6th grade there?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
That's weird because I think it does because it says 6th grade girl was shooter who injured 3 at Idaho Middle School.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing you got to remember, bro. I don't want to be tossing anything around before things come out.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, a lot of that has to do with the kids around her and also a lot to do with family and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, obviously she shouldn't do that stuff. And obviously,
well, obviously something punished. Something made her want to die.
But obviously, I think that also you have to look at that, not just as some girl who went crazy, as a girl that, like, was pushed, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, did the teacher disarm her, but the custodian tried and got shot?
The custodian
and the teacher
tried.
Actually disarmed her?
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. That makes sense.
Dang.
Oh, it was in Brazil. At least 25 killed in Rio de Janeiro shootout.
I was going to say, Rigby is not in Brazil, so I don't know what you're
talking about. That's what I was trying to figure out.
We just kept hearing about Rigby Middle School. Everyone's assuming it was ours. We're like, what?
Dude, did you hear about this, too? The dude, Facebook, it was in Idaho Falls. Facebook tipped him off, this dude, because he had child pornography.
Really?
And Facebook tipped him off to investigators.
Gosh,
and he got arrested, yeah.
AJ finally got caught, dude. So crazy.
Stop touching my feet with your feet.
It's an accident. I don't be talking about AJ while playing footsies with another man. I'm sorry. I'm a little too only AJ.
You shouldn't play footsies with another man. At
you're
all.
Right. You got a point.
Unless you're into that kind of stuff.
No.
As long as you're both
me, I'm like, no,
as long
no.
as you're both into that kind of stuff, then it's okay. But yes. I'm not, and neither is Adam.
What?
No. What?
Dude, I literally got this app last night, and I just opened it today. It just has a bunch of news. Mm-hmm. And there's news.
News.
And there's stuff for Ammon, specifically, because it's my area. So, this thing, it says, woman who stole relative's identity to pay for teeth placed on house arrest.
Oh,
what? Gosh. She stole someone's a relative's identity.
Wait, is that Aunt Susie, bro?
Fix her teeth. She looks like a Susie.
Let's see.
It's that girl's mugshot right there.
Let's see it.
Or a Susan.
No, she looks like a hardcore
Amber.
Margaret.
Dude. Oh, she looks like a Marguerite. Susan.
A Marguerite, dude?
Yeah.
Or a Crystal, dude. Or she's on the Crystal. I can't tell.
Probably.
There's so much stuff about this shooting.
Her name's Crystal. Your twin sister's name is just Meth.
Oh, did you, that's right. There was a bomb squad called NIAF too.
Really?
There was a device found in a barbecue. That's what it says. I don't know exactly what it means. But
gender reveal. You guys seen all the gender reveal stuff going on?
Yeah.
It's just more likely right now to get killed in a gender reveal party than by a shark attack.
What?
There's been more kills by gender reveal parties than by shark attacks, like in 2021 so far.
Yo.
So you are statistically more likely to get killed at a gender reveal party than by a shark.
32% of people.
And soon enough, it's in the past, the world's most dangerous thing, vending machines.
Really?
Did you know?
They may have already passed it. Vending machine desk.
He's a great uncle to me. He's my dad's uncle. You know those vending machines that we have at the school that are yellow with the tip? The
yeah.
And if you look at it, it says U-turn. There's like an arrow.
I don't know what I was thinking.
But so
U-turn.
My dad's uncle actually started that business.
Oh, really?
He just died recently, yeah. He had this huge house on the Snake River, and he had like this big old window that would look down. And he'd tie flies right there.
Can I borrow
He's
that?
A big fisherman. He would actually, he'd go fishing with Karl Malone.
Who?
Karl Malone. I think he played for the Jazz.
Oh.
Carlo Malone, you know, the guy that plays the guy in Ghostbusters. What actually is his name?
I'm trying to tighten this, but it's kind of loose.
Anyone can name his names, like, give you $5, bro.
I can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, yeah. If you can name his name without looking it up, I'll actually give you $5.
He was on, Are you thinking about the guy who was on,
I don't...
The zombie movie, Woody Harrelson. Zombieland.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You're not talking about that guy?
Come on, the guy on Ghostbusters, dude.
Which one? There's four.
Yeah,
five.
There's...
Okay, so there's the original three Ghostbusters, right? Those three white dudes. I'm talking about the black dude.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
No, I don't know who that is.
His name's Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson?
Dude, I was thinking of Bill Murray.
Are you thinking of Mil...
I was thinking of
Mil... I was just saying.
Milbury.
Thinking of Milbury,
dude. Wait, what? I guess I haven't seen Ghostbusters in a while, but Sigourney Weaver was on there. Do you know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
She's Ripley on Alien.
Oh, yeah. I just watched the first Ghostbusters the other day.
Did you hear that?
Is there a choir up there?
I was like,
someone stuck their toe.
You're just talking about aliens, and then all of a sudden
we should all go through pain. Like we should like go through like a spicy chip challenge, but put us all on auto tune, like extreme auto tune. So everything we're saying and doing is just that extremely auto tune.
That would be funny.
That would be good. Do you hear that? What is that?
Sounds like wind.
Or a dog.
No, that's definitely someone. Oh, it might be a dog.
I think it's a dog.
Sounds like a lab trying to howl.
I don't have labs.
Like you know how like dogs howl, go ow, and labs go ugh, you know?
No, but yeah.
I used to have a hound dog. Actually, I've had a couple hound dogs.
Yeah, you know, but dog.
I had a red bone. Her name was
what?
Drop it all time.
Annie. We had Annie and Millie.
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Annie, how you doing? Welcome to McDonald's Club. ASMR.
Can we not do today? ASMR?
Oh my god,
dude. What? Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alright, and that is all the time we have.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode 11.
Have you guys seen that guy on TikTok?
My girl was like,
who does the weird bars?
My name is like
the one that impersonates Eminem or what?
No. He's.
I think it's an awfully calm.
He's here. My mom sent me one today. It was so funny. He does remixes of songs, but
might want to turn that down.
This isn't it.
Basketball.
Baskin' around.
Oh, that's not basketball. It's just
oh, I know what's about to happen.
I don't.
It says leaving high school with a bang. Everybody knows? Oh my god. I love, there's a video I saw, and it was like Dre doing it.
Okay, recently. Our last episode was episode 9. So this is episode 10, guys, welcome to episode 10!
Episode 10!
Double digits!
It's currently 6:07 in the PM.
No, it is, it's 6:07 in the PM.
The PM.
Not the AM.
Not the end. What a good time for lunch. Way too early.
What good time for lunch? We got Hershey's, got Reese's, Twix, Kit Kat. Yo, honestly, Kit Kats, I never really were, like, down with.
Dude, that's my favorite one.
Just give it to me.
One.
I love Kit Kats.
It's my favorite one. Okay.
Do you have I'm split it. Then?
No. Only one person gets it.
And I said Nathan can have it. So, but case closed.
Well, fine. Neither of, since you guys are arguing so much, neither of you get to have it.
Okay.
See what happens?
So that
no
was
one wins.
I'll
no
trade
wins.
You a Twix.
I can't eat Twix.
Then why do you
me
have
a finger. Hey, come on now. Butter it up.
Let me see if I... Oh, I found it.
Give me a piece of that.
Yeah.
I have.
Hey. What's poppin'? I like to eat apples rotten. Bird poop be dropping. Landed in my ice cream, that's topping. Money in a safe, I locked it. I lost the key, password, I forgot it. Behind a tree, I'm squatting. Driveway looking clean, I mopped it. Dog taking a shit, I'm watching.
Wait.
Shout out to Riz Hendrix Music.
Wait, one thing I do have a question. Huh?
What?
What?
Huh? Wanna run that by me again?
You wanna just...
There's another really good one that I like. Not this one. No.
Show me someone.
No. Oh, that's a real one. That's not right. There's one I really like.
Mm-hmm. I got a 5-10.
I'm still scared to walk in the basement, yeah. The mice and the roaches be racing, yeah. Timberland boots, no laces, yeah. I see that her friends and her mom...
What's
poppin'?
He's funny.
Me, just watch it. I got options. I could pass on the fort like...
Dude! There's this guy... Okay, listen to this.
Hey, right, so, drill. Get into my drilling meditation.
Wow.
Drill gods be with me.
Is this happening?
I should probably say shout out to my friends in prison, shouldn't I?
Okay.
Shout out to Martin and Tabitha, currently in the pen for tax evasion. Free my jiggers.
Mad.
Riding round in a rover. If I see ops and it's over, I'll send man straight to Jehovah when I take shots like M. Sharapova. Doing up tennis. Call man Dennis, I'm a menace. Doing up olives in Venice. Big man ting, I'm bigger than Venice. Hey, right, so, drill.
Unknown
that's
P.
Pretty fire.
Unknown P.
I didn't understand
name.
What he was saying.
You didn't?
I didn't.
My favorite part is when he's like, if I see ops, then it's over. He says ops instead of cops. He's funny. He's really funny.
Shout out to my friends. Hmm. Kind of sounds like Stewie Griffin, I'm not going to lie.
Shout out to my friends.
Hmm.
Hmm?
And I see a ton of videos on my TikTok, too, of Tyler, the Creator, being absolutely hilarious.
Oh, yeah?
Have you seen the one with him, like, walking up with, like, what's he holding? He's, like, holding a whole bunch of, like little accessories.
Accessories?
He's, like, I got all of the peanut butter. I don't remember what it was.
I like the one where it's the girl. She's like, are you fighting the urge to make out with me right now? He's like, not really, but I'm enjoying this pizza, though, or something.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah. I was watching the best of Tyler, and that was one of them.
I think that's the first one on here. Yeah. Hold on. Let me find it. Yeah, it is.
Are you fighting the urge to make out with me right now?
Not really. I'm really into this pizza, though.
Wait, you should keep playing that compilation, because there's one in there that, oh,
love the same it. One?
Yeah.
Warning, he swears
the urge
a lot.
To make out with me right now?
Not really. I'm really into this pizza, though. I'll whoop your ass. Your girlfriend look like my mom.
Oh, no, I hope I don't fall.
No, I want my 13, dude. This is 10, and
this
I want
nigga,
20.
How who the fuck walk around with $13?
Do you want the air hockey table or not?
See you off it?
Get started. First off, you. Oh my God! Can you let me do what I need to do?
I stop, love stop. That interview.
Fuck you! Fuck you, bitch!
Oh, he's so funny,
dude. I love all that right. Interview when she just keeps like interrupting him. He's like, oh "Shut God. Up!" Oh my gosh, I want to do that someday. Are you finding the urge to make out with me right now? No, but I'm really into this pizza though.
I'm really into this pizza though. Wasn't this one? This is the one I wanted to find.
I've been pooping a lot, prune juice, beans in a pot, mixed and covered with the top, had me running to the bathroom to push and squeeze till it dropped. Look through the toilet seat, potatoes and gravy. I've been straining so long, my booty hole aching.
I told you it was going to be a poop joke to make Cameron laugh.
He's
later.
So funny, dude. Poop jokes don't make you laugh. Poop jokes don't make
don't laugh and I'll make a poop joke.
Okay, I won't.
Ready?
You're going to make one right now when I'm prepared?
What did the toilet paper say when he was crossing the road?
Don't. I didn't know you were going to mean real
stop.
Jokes.
I got stuck in the crack. But why didn't the toilet paper cross the road? He got stuck in the crack.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
I'm dumb, okay?
Do you know my brother got got his gallbladder taken out yesterday?
Did he really?
And he's 9 years old.
Except for when Nathan first told me.
When I first read my mom's text, I thought it said bladder.
Yo, so like, we're all like what? Tripping
so
out.
So I was
like,
how did he get his bladder taken out? And then I was like, oh, she said gallbladder.
Oh, that makes sense. Uh-huh. Alright, should I go over this video now?
Yeah, well, I don't know what video you're talking about, but yeah.
If it makes you happy.
So, I was downstairs doing my thing, right? I was probably playing video games. Probably playing on PS4, right?
Probably playing
or VR. And I just looked through Facebook, probably while someone was loading, I don't know. And I saw a video, my dad posted a video, and my brother got these, those lights that you put inside of the spokes, or the rims for your bike.
Mm. It starts off like this. You knew exactly what I was like.
And so when you ride, it's like, woo, right? You know what I'm talking about? Those wheel lights for bikes. So I just saw the video, I didn't play any sound or anything, it just came up. Excuse me. It just came up, right? And so I just pressed like and I kept scrolling. And
I heard, excuse me, it just came up.
I heard my mom yelling for me. And so I was like, all right, so I'm upstairs. And everybody was laughing so hard. And I was like, what? And she was like, did you not watch the video? And I was like, I watched it. I just didn't have any sound, if that's what you're saying. And so she played the video for me. And everybody was laughing for like an hour and a half. Like, no joke. It was so funny. And so I'm going to play.
Wait, so you sent it to them? You just liked it, and then they saw it?
It was, no.
What
so
is
my,
the video, though?
My dad posted it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
my
yeah.
dad posted it. I was going through Facebook, and I saw it. I pressed like. And so they're like, did you not watch it? Because I didn't go upstairs laughing or anything. Like, I would have if I actually heard it. And so they showed me it, and.
Watch it not be funny at all. I mean,
you're probably not going to laugh, but.
Oh, gosh.
All it right. was so funny, right?
Yeah.
My dad was recording his night, and he just
wait, so that was your dad recording?
Yeah, and my dad just ripped a fat one. Oh, my God. And then he put
it
on
so he saved the...
He put it on the soundboard.
It still smells to this day is what I've heard.
Legends say you can still smell it.
Everyone's sniffing. You smell it?
Stinks. I got a new phone, so I don't have that video downloaded anymore.
You got a new phone?
Yeah, see?
I need a new phone.
It's not trash no more.
When did you get a phone?
You knew that.
Oh.
You've known that.
Yeah, but you said the video's not downloaded anymore, so I thought you were talking about like the video we just watched. I'm like, oh, how new is that phone?
Nope.
Yep.
Yep. Nope.
Oh. Yep.
What was that? I'm going to sample that when we're done with this.
Please do.
We'll put it on the soundboard.
No.
Yeah. No. Is that what you said?
No.
No.
No, no master. Not happy. Oh.
Sorry, that was an accident, I think.
Oh, my bad. Anyway. Sorry, my bad.
Did you have anything you wanted to speak about since... anything? Because we haven't done an episode since we finished Paint Crew. Like, it's been that long.
No, I was talking to Nathan about this. I said, I forgot my book that I have, like, all my ideas on. Mm-hmm. But I have so much stuff in my head that I could have a solo podcast for, like, a two-hour episode that would never be dead air because I have so much things lined up. Like, we could talk for an hour straight about music. All the music that's came out.
Yeah.
Which obviously we won't. It's like Eminem releasing an album or anything like that. It's not like Dr. Dre was on the album. It's not like any famous people died. Any of the OG dogs.
We lost so many. First off, Dre was in the hospital this year. We were so close to losing him. Thank God we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We lost. Mm-hmm. We lost. Oh. Hmm? One of the ones that hit me the most. They all hit me, but. Shock G died. That hurt.
Yeah.
Black Rob died. And we lost.
Why are you laughing?
One of the legends up there with the actual legends. I saw a picture the other day and it really made me sad. It had Tupac on it, it had Aaliyah on it, it had Kobe on it, it had Biggie. And then, of course, we lost DMX. The Rough Rider.
Stop! Drop! Shut them down, open up shop!
No, what was the
what was your favorite song by DMX? What turned you on the most?
I really like what turn on the most? Who We Be is one of my favorites.
You know what's weird about that whole thing? What? Is I knew it before you two did.
DMX?
Because I saw it on Instagram and I told you, I told both of you.
Well, I already knew before you said it.
You knew he was in the hospital. You didn't know.
No, I knew he died. I knew he was gonna die. As soon as he was in the hospital, I knew he wasn't gonna make it.
I think, you told me. I was at work or something like that.
I woke up that morning with a ding from my news app.
The thing is, because you texted me and you were like, dude, no. DMX is in the hospital. And I was like, he's dead.
Well,
and you were like,
I already knew.
Unless that was Adam that texted me that.
No,
one of you
me and Nathan were hanging out. He's like, kind of crazy about DMX, right? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, he's in the hospital? Like, he's been there for a while. And you're like, no, he's died.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no, I knew he had a huge drug problem.
That was at work. Because I was at work all day.
But
and then,
Shock G, that one hit me so hard, bro.
There's a lot of them that.
Because he was up there with Pac. Pac was with Digital Underground. Mm. And that's how we got his music start.
Yeah, you know.
So hard, dude.
There's some that are going to hit harder, but you can't really know until they're gone, you know? Yeah. And that's the sucky part about it. Because, like, for instance, random artists throwing it out there, like Dax, for instance, he's not my top 10. You know? He's not.
Have you.
So, like, if he passed away, I'd be like, oh, gosh. And, like, it would hit me because I'm like.
Did you see that video I put on my story when he died?
Still is.
Of Shock G? Did you see
that video? I didn't.
He was just explaining how other people rapped, like, other. So he said that him and Slick Rick rap from the nasal palate. And then he said Nas rhymes from the back of the throat. He said Biggie, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he used his name because he's like, And then he said Pac kind of got his inspiration from Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Like that type of stuff. And he was,
Like a power speaker.
Like, more like a preacher like that. And it was one of the
Hey, nothing sadder now. We'll put that later if you want.
Yeah, let's boost the mood up.
Speaking of which, what time are we at right now?
34 minutes.
About
Marty.
From the nasal palate.
from the nasal palate.
I like when he does Nas, because it really sounds like Nas. Oof. Man, that was so hard.
Plus,
though.
Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak creating a group. Well, they created a group. But so that exotic. Means more stuff with that.
I heard Snoop Dogg created a group.
Oh, yeah. Mount Westmore? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a super group. He didn't create it, but...
They just came together.
Him, Too Short, E-40, Ice Cube. And they actually did a thing at the Jake Paul Ben Askren fight. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? It was so good.
Dude, honestly, like...
It was so good.
I feel like it was kind of faked, because Ben Askren's a pretty good fighter.
Yeah.
And then he gets knocked out.
Well, he was top 10 in 4 different sports.
Exactly.
But he wasn't a boxer.
Well, yeah, but with... He might not have been a boxer, but he still knows how to take and throw a punch
from MMA.
Exactly,
that's what I've been saying to people who say that it was rigged.
I think
he also...
I think Jake just... Money. And he was also retired.
Yeah.
And I think Jake just got, like...
I think it really doesn't matter, though, because it's boosting Jake, and Ben got money.
And honestly...
People know
Ben,
who Ben
Ben went
is.
On Impulsive.
Yeah, like Impulse, yeah, I watched that.
And he was like, I don't care.
Yeah, he doesn't
because
care.
He gets so many...
I wish people just would
also remember that a lot of fighters, like, unlike YouTube fighters, but a lot of them, like, they're, like, for instance, the Conor McGregor fight versus Pereira, that huge fight... It was, like, rumored that McGregor walked out of there with, like, $30 million, and he lost.
Dude, they make tons of money.
Yeah.
Jake right now was talking... I don't remember who it was now, but he's saying he would walk away with $50 million, even if he lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Yeah. No, it's because that's the... Because it's so hard to watch.
Okay, hold on.
See, that, like, a premium subscription that costs, like, $10. So, if you think about it, if, like, you have, like, 100,000 people each paying $10 each...
Yeah. All right. I did not ever want this podcast to turn into a fight club type of thing, so let's skip this.
We're not going to talk about the fight?
No, we're not. Okay.
Well, okay. But Logan Paul is fighting Floyd Mayweather.
He's
in
probably
going to
get
like
smacked.
A week.
Well,
yeah, and he is going to get
he's
knocked
get,
out
well, let's
so
talk
fast.
About real fast.
No, we don't have to.
The
big thing
that happened, we got a new president since last podcast.
Oh, that's right.
We did. President Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
That's all we're going to say about that.
Joe
right?
Biden and his foreskin off, am I right? Yeah, what's up?
Or not.
Okay, yeah, we're going to skip this.
Foreskin we got a new Joe president. Biden. That's cool.
New president, yeah.
Can we still talk about foreskin?
Kind of wish he was Kanye, but...
Yeah. Whatever.
Dude, when Kanye dies, that's going to rip into my soul.
What else is new?
A
lot, dude.
There's a lot.
A lot of stuff we can't talk about the podcast. Unless if we can, but I don't want to. Whole month I don't want to talk about.
Oh, we're just gonna eat candy. Right,
I guess so. No, we're not doing that.
Did your camera go? That.
No, please don't.
This is a Hershey milk chocolate. I am dairy free, so later tonight I'll have part two in the bathroom. Ready? Ready? Listen.
You're going camping, aren't you?
Ready? Ready? Listen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was nice.
Do another one.
Another one? Okay, ready? Oh, how was that? Was that good?
Really swallowed that one.
Oh, yeah, dude. I don't chew, really.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah. I got it when I was young. I used to eat hot dogs. I would not put the bun on it. I would dunk in water to get it wet.
That's disgusting. Did your mouth get watery?
Oh, everywhere get watery. I wouldn't just put my mouth.
You're telling me you ate hot dogs straight up, no swallow? You didn't chew at all?
Okay, to be fair, I did. It still broke down in my stomach. I didn't just poop out hot dogs.
Well, obviously, but...
That's not the part I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about it coming out.
No,
I'm worried
worry.
About it coming
I've
in.
I've never choked on one. They just go right down.
Okay, good to know.
Valid. Yeah,
don't worry, I've never came close to dying.
Might
I got
wanna
close to freaking crying before.
Take my money.
You might wanna, yeah. You might wanna. Actually, you're gonna take his money because he's gonna visit you at work.
Yes, he is.
How am I gonna visit you at work? Gluten free, honky. Hey, doo doo. You got your money.
You said that no, like.
What? I was looking away. What actually happened? No, what actually happened?
Dude, what?
I looked away for 2 seconds. What happened?
You didn't.
I was
even...
like, he was like,
yo.
What did you say? like, you're going to take...
Yeah, I said, take my money.
And then I was like, actually, you're going to take his money because he's going to come visit you at work.
Yeah.
And you were like, why would I do that? I don't eat gluten. Do you not remember the joke from the beginning?
No.
Where Cameron works and he gets only ones.
Oh.
And sometimes 20s.
Hey, I heard that they called you a whole ride.
Ow.
What was that noise? That wasn't me.
That was you hitting the mic.
I didn't hit the mic.
Oh, I was going to say, I literally didn't hit the mic.
Sorry about that.
Spooky.
Where'd the mic go?
Easy on the mic.
Where my mic at?
All I think about is you.
I thought it was me.
Amanda.
What are you talking about? Senpai Adam. What?
Ooh, whoop. Senpai
one,
Adam.
One, two, or three.
Ooh. One.
Ooh, whoop. Senpai.
The mic. He meant to mute me.
Oh, this kid.
Oh,
I should have muted it.
Come on.
Is it muted? Is it? Wait. Spam it.
That's not mine, bro. Mine's still working.
Wait. Whose is that?
Oh,
it's mine.
Oops.
Oops.
Okay, man. Are you ready to go?
Oh, we can't play
that
one. No, we're not going to do that one. I don't remember what this one is.
Okay, man. Are you ready?
We can't do this one.
No.
No, we don't want to do that one. No, not that one. I don't remember what this one is.
You had another whole sign, don't you?
Yep.
Don't ya?
I don't think this one has
any. Don't ya, man?
Oh, these are... Oh,
Nuno?
I see what he does. Shout out. JGP, boy.
Did you know Cameron's actually part of the podcast? He's the glue.
Do you know what Cameron likes?
The pubes on Greg's head.
Do you know what Cameron likes?
I think about it.
You switched the board, didn't you?
I did.
Dang it.
He was gonna press this one. Here, I won't steal your thunder completely.
These nuts.
Then he switched it on me.
Yeah.
Before I could get over there.
It's like, was Cameron like,
all I think about is you. All I think about is you.
Welcome.
That's such a good one.
Puebes.
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 So, what's happened within, let's see, January? What happened in January? Let's think of January. Dude, I don't even remember.
Same, I was going to say, I don't even remember.
And my ex broke up that month.
I thought that was February.
It was February, wasn't it?
I thought it was right before Valentine's.
No, it was January.
Or was it right before
because
your 6 months?
Because our 5 month mark was when she wanted to go on a break. And I was like, I bet. And then a couple weeks later, she's like, I take it back, I'm in love. And then, like, 2 days later, she's like, I'm going to block and then ghost you. And I was like, okay. Okay.
Anyway.
Even when I'm with my boo.
There's that noise again, cool. Dude.
Dude, what is it?
I think it might be your dog.
That'd be cool. Because my dog is cool. You know what I'm saying?
Your dog's name is Millie, isn't it?
Dude!
I'm joking.
Oh my god! Okay.
What?
To the boys. Forgot about this. Completely forgot.
This?
I'm so glad I remember. Who? My dad got this.
Poddex.
It says on the back, says the episode deck contains 50 unique episode starting prompts to help you stay inspired and consistently releasing great podcast content.
Should we crack one open right now?
That's what I'm doing, homie.
Get some. Finally, we can have good content.
Who knows? Oh. Maybe we won't.
We probably won't.
Okay, ready?
Wait, no. Nathan, pick.
Okay, like, Nathan. Well, I'll pick one.
Well, yeah.
Do you want me to shuffle through these?
Wait,
or?
So should
no,
we each pick
don't
one?
Don't worry about it. Yeah, but don't look at it yet.
Yeah, well, I'm not. Don't look at
don't
it
look
yet.
At
oh,
it.
Pod decks. I thought it was a poo decks.
Oh. Yours is upside down, Adam.
We're not in the mood
no,
yet. Okay. Okay. Nathan's first.
HBO Max.
Fifty Shades of Grey. This is where the photos are.
Yes.
You can tell.
Okay.
Flicker.
All right,
what'd
ready?
You say?
Discuss a trending topic.
Trending topic.
What's a good trending topic, guys?
Well, there's a lot of stuff on TikTok. I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, well,
there's
TikTok is...
What is trending right now?
Oh,
there's a new Apple AirTag. I saw that came out.
A new what?
What?
The new Apple AirTag.
AirTag.
Should I hear about that? It's basically like the Find My iPhone app, but it's just an AirTag.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought it was kind of stupid because you can just not lose your phone or just lose your phone.
I just saw that picture.
You saw it?
There's four.
That's cute.
Just put a fifth in right there.
There's actually six of them, but not in that picture, in the house.
Let's find it. What's a trending topic?
Topic meaning what?
Actually, better idea. I'm just gonna look on Twitter, dude.
Twitter. Actually, I can't talk.
Let's go look at Reddit. See what's been trending on Reddit lately on dank memes.
The GameStop thing happened.
Yeah, but that's already over. That's
in between. Oh, yeah, but in between our podcasts. Everyone probably already knows about
coronavirus.
It.
Who cares?
We already kind of did. Oh, not a trending topic, but like, never mind.
Resident Evil Village came out. Kind of excited about that. Stranger Things season 4?
You know, I never actually got into Stranger Things.
I loved it.
Never really got into it, so. Mortal Kombat.
The games are big right now.
Mortal Kombat movie
so
came
good.
Out.
So good.
Yeah, it's good. And
it's
me and Nathan finally watched it.
I watched it
three times.
So good.
I watched it twice myself.
Oh, jeez.
And one with
I
you.
Love it. I love it. Especially being a Mortal Kombat fan since I was a little boy.
Now you can ask Nathan whenever they would say something. Like when he said, faultless victory. I was like, Nathan, did you hear that?
He's said the thing.
And then Nathan's like, yeah, I know what that
get
means.
Over here.
Get over here. And then at the end when it showed the poster for Johnny Cage.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. Spoiler alert. Yeah, true. Hopefully they make a second movie fast.
They're already working on it, yeah.
I bet. They were probably working on it before the movie even came out.
It did get mixed reviews.
Yeah, people didn't like it. People are also stupid and don't know anything about Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
It stayed really true to the actual storyline, though.
Yeah, it stayed true. It stayed bloody, which I don't want to sound
who's
like
your favorite?
Huge, but for Mortal Kombat, what made Mortal Kombat such a popular game was how bloody and graphic it was.
And the people who are hating on it clearly haven't seen the original one.
Yeah. Who is your favorite?
That would make me throw up.
Who's your favorite character?
My favorite character has always been Scorpion, but there's also characters.
Mine was Sub-Zero. What's up? Let's fight.
Alright. Gonna kill my freaking faction, bro?
Raiden.
Dude, okay, that's one thing. I know it was predominantly Asian, because that's how it is.
Yeah.
But Raiden has never looked Asian in any of the games.
But
he's always
he's
white.
Also no, you never see his face though.
Yeah, you do.
Are you okay? Not the original games.
Are you okay?
He's from Asian descent.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
But
in the games, he never looked like that. But he was so good. I've always been a huge fan of Reptile. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. To see him die. Yeah,
that was pretty cool. It was a little different.
You see his face, but he was always like halfway covered by a shadow.
Well, that's new. That's from the brand new game.
My phone's dead.
You can tell because he has the red eyes.
But
that amulet is from Shinnok.
Old games, he had the
maybe he should
white
get some
eyes,
sleep.
Didn't he?
Yeah, he needs
but
some
no,
sleep.
He always half of his is always like just covered by shadow and stuff. But we can all agree that in the original movies, the first two, they picked the worst possible actors they could for.
They did the worst thing. That's another thing. All the stuff for Sub-Zero, a lot of the moves, I don't know if you've played a lot of the Mortal Kombat games, but I'm a huge Mortal Kombat fan. And when there's that one part at
the
end fight.
When,
yes,
yeah.
Yep. That's completely real.
That's an actual
real
move. That's an actual move that he does.
When he slices him and takes the blood. And use it against
him.
No,
and then
he made that
ice wall.
Ice walling through it.
Completely.
And when he,
there's another character named.
It's when he turns himself into ice and then shoots back and then Scorpion breaks the ice.
Remember
that's another move.
Remember in the original movie, if you ever watch the original one?
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Remember
that's
Scorpion? Because Scorpion and Sub-Zero were like friends. Because they were on.
Well, that's the thing. There's there's Sub-Zero.
Because Scorpion was originally.
And then.
There's Sub-Zero, Scorpion, and there's Bai-Han and Hanzo.
Yeah.
Hanzo and Bai-Han.
Hanzo Hisashi.
Well,
because
Scorpion and Sub-Zero hate each other, obviously.
Because, well, it's...
Because
so,
Sub-Zero killed Scorpion. No.
Scorpion?
Yeah.
Scorpion got taken down by this guy named Quan Chi. He took him down to the Netherrealm.
Yeah.
And so he still had... That's when he became Scorpion.
Yeah.
Not Hanzo.
But, no, what I'm saying is, but in the original movie, though, they had them, like, working together.
It's because it had nothing to do with the actual storyline.
Yeah.
That's why I like is they actually built that movie off the storyline. It was so good.
Which is probably why they remade it.
Yeah. It was... Oh.
But they've been remaking everything because a lot of time is hard to find original ideas.
So that's the trending topic.
The thing I hated on the original Mortal Kombat movie is when Scorpion was in like the forest with Johnny Cage, and it turned into a weird lizard thing.
Yeah,
that was so stupid.
That's what I was gonna say. It was so dumb. It wasn't
so dumb.
Yeah, and then they made Sub Zero die by just water in the original one. Use water. Freaking imagine walking up against the world's best like ninja government Scorpion.
Do you think he's related to the Wicked Witch of the West?
Of course.
Another. Oh my God! And how they made Goro in that movie? Perfect. Mm.
Yeah.
The original Goro looked so dumb, yeah, but I love when he broke Johnny Cage's glasses.
No, but the original Goro was 100% practical effects. That wasn't CGI. Yeah. That was actually like an actual model that was worn and
moved and stuff. And Liu Kang was another one of my favorites.
Liu Kang? I actually like the original Liu Kang better.
I did too. It's still good. I'm glad they did.
I like the original Sarah Blade better.
Sarah Blade?
Yeah.
Sonya
Blade. I said I'm like, it's off.
She actually has a kid with Johnny Cage. Cassie. Yeah.
I can't tell. I think I may have liked the original,
I don't know
what's his name? Who? Like the bad guy, the Australian dude.
Oh, Kano?
Kano. Because did you know the original movie is why they made him Australian? Because in the original games, he wasn't like this Australian like smirk as he was. But because of the movie, they like brought it into the games.
You know? And I'm glad they put Cabal in that movie, but he's my least favorite Mortal Kombat character of all time. The guy with the I don't remember if his eyes were purple or not.
He's the guy that's really fast. Around,
yeah. And he had those cool blades. The games suck because he hooks you and can like throw you and stuff.
Oh, I thought he was dope in the movie.
I know, but he's one of the... He's so annoying to fight against.
All right, well, that was the trending topic.
Yeah.
Adam, you want to flip your card?
Yeah, your card.
Share your morning, nightly routine. Okay, so what's yours? Just kidding. Okay.
Our morning routine?
First, my morning... I work mornings now, so I usually just wake up, go to work, come home, hang out with people. But at night, I usually just end up either watching VR or just going to bed. I don't really have a nightly routine. Usually just watching VR until I go to bed.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Cameron,
not too exciting.
What's your daily and nightly routine?
Well,
he's all like,
I have school, so I'll wake up.
And his job, you know, that works every night.
I wake up at 6 and then get ready for school. I leave. I have time throughout the day. I come home, do homework, go to bed at 10. That's it. Weekends, I work in the mornings.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like working mornings, but like, it makes the day go by a lot faster, in my opinion. Because I'm working nights, I always just feel like the first half of the day is just me doing nothing, and the second half of the day is me working, so I just think my days meant nothing to me. But now, although work sucks even more now, I at least, it goes by a little bit faster, and then once I'm off, like, obviously I'm doing this tonight.
And you're like, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
What about you, Nathan? What's yours like?
I don't have one, so.
Oh, it's just kind of different every day?
No, well, like, I wake up, I live like 5 minutes away from my school, so I go to school. I only have one class, so I get home at 10, and then I kind of just chill. Sometimes I'll hop, play some Rocket League, get my rank up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rip some balls
in
Rocket League, of course.
Put some balls in the holes
in
Rocket League.
The forest,
with my car.
Make sense.
And then nightly routine, I usually just, I either work or I just do nothing or hang out with people. So, yeah.
He's got two of the same card, basically.
What?
Oh, what?
They don't.
Maybe I should have shuffled.
Nope.
No. What's that one?
Let me see it, though.
Can't do that one.
What is it?
Don't say it out loud, though.
We all answered it, but we didn't say the question. But if you didn't say the question, we should all answer it.
Share your favorite online influencer.
Oh, Riley Reid. I'm just playing. Me and McAvoy.
Oh, no. Is she an influencer? I think
Johnny
she's just
Sins.
An actor.
Wait.
Johnny Sins. That's valid.
Mia Khalifa is like an actual YouTuber and stuff. So that's
there's a lot of them.
Honestly, I think she's kind of overhyped.
Yeah,
being honest.
I do too.
No, actually, I actually got
I don't
really
like
into
Mia
Khalifa enough for porn, like finding out more about her, because like, I found out, just, like, through all the porn she ever did, she made, like, a total of, like, $2,000.
Yeah, she didn't make anything.
And she's only shot, like, 7 videos.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why that explains a lot about
you know,
what I used to be into.
You know a lot of facts about this girl.
You're like,
no,
oh,
I,
that's
okay,
why
no,
I couldn't find her.
You just turned 18 today.
You know,
She figured all this out.
You know,
he looked at all.
Actually, no, because do you know what's his name from Smosh?
I don't know any of them. I never cared about
the main guy from Smosh. Anthony something.
Yeah, Anthony. He did an interview with her.
His
interviews. I love his interviews. He's such a good interviewer.
Who?
Anthony Padilla.
So he's probably his influence.
He also has an interview. The interview with Corpse. His two interviews with Corpse.
Oh, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
How?
I spent a day with.
Wait, how does that work?
Corpse. He just covered his face.
Ah.
Because he did like one about souls. People
with
that.
What?
It's as Icon. Well, the original one. He grabbed everybody from like all the faceless. He's like spent the day with faceless YouTubers.
Mm-hmm. Like Dream.
I don't think he went with Dream. I think
Dream was a good YouTuber.
I think the main ones like Swagger Souls, Corpse. And Swagger Souls, he's the one that wears the helmet, right?
Yeah.
He's so funny, bro.
He's really funny. His videos with Josh Dubb he's done are so good, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to say there's this guy I watched, his name's Evan Shanks.
Yeah.
He does car videos. But he's one of the coolest guys, dude.
I'm not even joking. One day I had to wake up super early in the morning for work. I was going to bed. You know when you go to, like, I don't know why, but lately, when I'm going to bed, I don't want to, like, go on TikTok for some reason. I don't like TikTok, but I just go on Snapchat, so I'll be texting people, but I don't want to actually, like, go on YouTube or none of that. So I'll just go on, like, the spotlight Snapchat. Even though, like, 90% of them piss me off because they're just... Like if you like Jesus, scroll if you love Satan.
Dude, I
love my mom. Scroll if you hate your mom. Oh my
God. I hate watching TikToks when you don't see the original video, you just see somebody reacting to it. It's so annoying.
Well, you like, what's they the usually point? Tag.
Like there's like a girl doing a cool
video.
Yeah, guy doing
but it's annoying. Because then it's stupid.
Or the
people watch like
that
a funny video like it's
off.
Their first time watching it.
I'm a smooth dude. And there's a guy that's like he's like the original guy did it pretty good. He filled his cup all the way with the water. You've probably seen him. And he empties it all the way and the water goes exactly to the cup. There's been so many copycats of that guy because he went super famous.
Right.
So, but it's so funny because he like at least goes, huh? But then like nowadays people like, they be doing it and just the one you see a million times, the guy who's like on the escalator puts his arm and like scoots next to the girl. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this guy react to that one and he literally went, I'm all like,
It's just so
annoying.
One of
my least favorite TikToker though. He's not my least favorite TikToker. There's a lot of bad ones, but one of my least favorite ones, because he pisses me off whenever I see his face, is he gasps at the end of every single episode. Every single skit. Do you know what I'm talking about? He goes,
I don't know who you're talking about. There's another guy I like. He's that dude that, like, reacts to stuff, but he's like, angry all the time. He always goes, gorgeous!
The black one?
Yeah, I love him.
He's
so
funny.
My favorite TikTok. Oh, yeah, I got distracted, though.
That was weird.
But anyway, so I was on that one day, just scrolling through, and I saw car rapping.
Oh.
Because I saw someone reacting to a bad one. So I'm like, actually, I want to see some cool, like, good rapping. So
it's
like,
so
car
sweet.
Raps, like, watching people, like, put on car raps, like, perfectly, and I'm like,
oh, it's so clean.
It's so clean, bro.
So good.
Especially when they, like, just go, like, they do it, like, nonchalantly. They're just like, and you're like,
how did he do that?
That cost $10,000?
Crazy. They're so insane. Mm. All right. Pull your card. If it's not one.
What is it?
That's something for like the beginning of the video.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what was it?
Make a gratitude video.
I am so thankful for you guys. Wait, what?
Jesus Christ.
What's that one say?
Oh my God.
What's up, guys?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Welcome to the Lunchtime Podcast. It's your boy, Adam. Today, we're joined with Cameron and our boy, Nathan.
Oh.
How you doing,
what up,
Nathan?
What up, what up?
Today's episode 10.
Oh, my God. Give me that card.
Wait, we have other ones?
There's another deck I did completely forgot about.
Yeah, let's
it's interview ones.
Oh.
Not prompts.
What is yours?
These dedicate the episode to these.
Call your dad up.
That would be good.
Call your dad up.
In the future.
If we pull the card.
Or we could do it to them.
We like stage it at the top, like, hey, we shuffled this.
You having trouble putting those cards in?
It didn't want to go down, right?
Bit. What time is it, though, by the way? I mean, like, what are we?
59.
Ooh, baby.
Almost
hours.
1 hour. Oh,
just kidding.
What, dude?
All right, interview deck.
These cat kids are getting extra today. Did you already eat it? I never see you open it.
The Kit Kat?
Why did I do the Kit Kat break? That's the one, like,
should have been black. Because you started doing, like, the...
Oh, this is an interview deck.
Okay. I was demonstrating what Adam did and why I didn't do the Kit Kat break. It's because Adam started doing all that ASMR stuff.
Oh, okay.
You're like...
Pull your card.
If there was a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
Okay. So...
You should have gotten this card.
I don't... No, I don't actually have a story, but...
Cameron's like, red hair.
Oh my god, what was that?
What was it called? Remember those,
fruits? Wait, so, am I gonna read this and then you guys are gonna answer it?
No, we all answer it.
Well, we all answer it, like we just did, kind of.
I think if whoever reads it, the other people should answer it for them.
That makes sense, because that... I like that idea. Because it's like an interview. Oh, you're like interviewing us, so we're kind of all have a chance.
Oh, yeah, no, but we have to answer for Nathan. So what? Right now, I think we should answer what Nathan's food would be.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're answering Nathan's?
Like, if you read this, so, me and Cameron would answer what would be on your sandwich.
So we're making a sandwich for Nathan, yeah. Unless the question changes, obviously, we'll change the rules. We're not really...
So if there was a sandwich named after me, what would be on it?
First thing,
what kind of bread? Let's be honest.
Flat. White. What? Oh, white. That kind of... Oh, okay.
Like just plain.
I was thinking flat
bread.
Like,
well, yeah, okay, that's kind of mean.
Is it?
Pita. Hey. No, but white bread.
Look not away, Pita.
White bread. Yeah,
maybe
white
Italian.
Bread.
Maybe Italian. Italian bread.
Mm. I can see that. It looks more German.
Cheese on top. Like, not the real cheese.
I'm actually
the fake
French,
cheese.
So...
What's that Afghanian bread?
Wait,
you know what I'm
meats?
Talking about?
I'm thinking meats like lamb. Turkey. Mm. I'm thinking turkey and pepperoni.
That would be a weird blend, but sure.
And for the sauces, mayonnaise. That's all it's on it. It's like cups of mayonnaise.
Y'all are making me real hungry, actually.
Yo,
I'm not
for real. I
would
like,
eat that
I
sandwich.
You want to fire ourselves up to this? Maybe?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
What are you looking at?
Don't. You never look at another man's phone while he's typing. Especially if he's on Safari.
Yeah, what the heck, man?
What the heck, man? See, I didn't clear it out.
Nani!
What's it called? Is that it? Nani? Nani. Oh. I don't know.
I'm gonna answer my question.
We didn't even give it a name.
Well, it's named after me.
Philip.
No.
Ready for fill that? You up.
The moist.
No.
The moisty Philip.
The moisty Phillips. The squishy Philip. Yeah. The wink.
The Filipino flapper.
The nut in Nathan, dude.
Nah,
how about
no? Don't like that.
Has all right,
pull your card.
Mine says, "What are you most excited about right now?" Porn. I'm 18. I can watch it legally. What's up? I'm joking.
I was gonna say like maybe moving out, with.
Moving out.
Doing taxes.
Like moving
well,
out.
You did taxes
tax
last year.
I've been doing taxes for like.
Going to jail.
2 years.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Telling you going to jail. You hit a kid the other day.
Pregnant.
Were you excited
what?
About that?
Oh.
You hit a... What?
Yeah, with this car.
You didn't tell me about that
oh,
one.
Oh, sorry. Wait. Oh.
It was Nathan's little brother.
Oh.
That's why I had to do
surgery. Ow.
Are you okay, Cameron?
No.
Flip your card, Cameron.
Actually, I gotta pee first, so I'm gonna answer this. I'm gonna go pee while you guys just talk crap on me. I'm playing. But.
Okay.
If you had to delete all but 3 apps from your smartphone, which ones would I keep?
Easy. Ready?
Which
Reddit?
One would I keep?
Okay. Tinder?
I would keep.
No.
Reddit, Fortnite Mobile,
no, we're saying
and
what,
Snapchat.
If he had to delete
yeah.
all
so
apps
but
3.
If Cameron kept 3, he would keep Facebook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He would keep your music app. What's it called?
YouTube Music.
Okay. Can we review it as YouTube Music or Google Play Music? I think Google Play Music and then it's just YouTube Music. Okay.
He'd probably keep, like, some sort of game. What game does he play?
No, I don't think he'd keep any games. I feel like there's more social media type stuff. I don't think he cares much about social media, so I'd just say, like, text messaging app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Valid.
So I think text messages.
That's what I would say.
The same?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's valid. I'd give you that.
Alright. Give your cards back.
But if
the
I
dealer.
Had to, I would say, if I had to get rid of any of them, I would replace, one, like, you'd probably Facebook with Chrome. Just because you can go on Facebook from Chrome is what I'm thinking, you know?
True.
And you need to text people, like, that's what a phone's for. And then I know you're not going to give up music on your phone.
No.
You listen to music too much. I mean,
well,
honestly, you probably could because you have discs in your car, so, like, in your car.
And the laptop.
That's true.
And a homie.
Valid.
Yeah. Either I'm going to go to the bathroom real fast.
All right, Nathan.
Bathroom time.
Tinkle dinkle boy.
Oh, no, you actually didn't mute me. That's weird how that's set up. So it goes one, two, and then three.
Yeah. It's because it's Jeff. Yeah.
Me. Jeff, Greg, Jeff guest.
Greg. Jeff, Greg, yeah. Jeff and Greg. You should
play that. Okay, man, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now right? Crank this motherfucker up.
Yeah, it's your boys back in the house. We want y'all to get your ass on the motherfucking dance floor.
All you rag ass on, get your ass on. Pump, pump,
pump, get it, get it. Jeff and Greg. Jeff and Greg. So good.
Solid.
So good. So good. Dude, oh my god. There's something I was going to talk about. I don't remember now. Let's see. I'm just going to use one of these for now. Okay, what would your best day ever be?
Date?
No, best day. Just day.
Day?
You wake up, what's the best day you could think of?
What
would it consist of?
My funeral. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Best day?
Sad.
Right?
Right. That's what I said.
The day after I win $1 million.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's valid.
Because the day that you win, it's all like news and like getting all the money sorted out, getting the taxes withdrawn, but then right. The second day after you win $1 million, or however much you win, that's when you get the money and then you get to spend it, if you do it that way, or you can get it monthly and whatnot, but
right,
I don't want that. I just want the fat lump sum.
I'm gonna start buying lottery tickets.
Really?
That'd be fun.
Just dude, we could open once a week.
Once
we
a
each
week?
We each open one and see what
dude,
we win.
Perfect. He's 18 now, he just has to go get his license.
He hasn't bought a lottery ticket yet, so he could buy the first round.
That'd be fun. That's a good idea.
It is.
Yeah.
See all the great ideas we have when Adam's not here? It's crazy.
It's perfect. Silent.
Yeah, it's nice and silent.
Oh, man. I don't know why, but that McDonald's cup really makes me mad. Something about it just makes me
angry. It reminds
me
of, like, a bee. Like the... The swirl.
We should roofie him.
I mean, I got pills in my truck.
Dude, I don't know why, but I was driving the other day and I came up with this scenario in my head of like roofing like your friend, you know? Like, okay, not in a like
not in
bad
a sexual way,
but like let's say you had a roofie somehow. Mm-hmm. You popped it in his drink and he took a sip and you walk up, you're like, I roofied you, and then you accidentally grab his drink and take a sip of it.
Roofied both of you guys.
Oh, I don't know why. I was just driving to school the other day, and I was like, that would be really funny, wouldn't it? I don't even know how it came by. I have no idea, but I was just like, imagine you like walk up, you pop it in, and he takes a sip.
Yeah.
And then you're like, gotcha.
It's like one of those TikToks. It's like one of those TikToks with like the,
Heck recognize, and Hex do too.
I'll wait. It's like one of those TikToks with like the blind assassin.
Yeah.
Or the blind hitman, and he's like.
That's one of the on TikTok. That was hard for me to say.
Had a little.
Brain fart.
Tick in your talk.
We think I was just. Gonna be some new soundboards in there, dude. Oh gosh.
I actually just covered up his real fart.
Yeah. Dude. Oh my god. Was it last night that we were hanging out? It was last night we were hanging out playing COD.
I got a new controller, by the way.
He
it's
was
red.
Stinking
like
up mine? A storm. Yeah. He was stinking up a storm, and it
just
was.
Just kept ripping it.
That's what happens when you start talking to someone. You can't fart around them. You go on, like, some sort of hanging out. You can't fart the entire time.
Before or after, you
especially
just
when
let
you're,
it
like, hanging out, drinking soda pop. Just drinking the pop of soda. Drinking the soda pop.
A sody?
Okay. We don't have all the time in the world. We don't have every single second of the world.
Kinda.
So we gotta pick some stuff that we want to talk about on this podcast. If we want to talk about anything in specific.
I have no idea, honestly. I didn't prepare for this. This was.
I have a whole booklet at home of questions and a whole bunch of stuff, but.
Alright, this is a question for both of you to answer one at a time.
Okay.
If you could send a message to the entire world, what would you say in 30 seconds?
How would they see it?
kind
of
sad.
Is it like a big old, all of a sudden like, this big screen pops up and everybody's going.
Yeah.
Oh, I would say how the world's going to end in 30 seconds. And just
even if it
everyone.
Even if it
dude,
wasn't
just troll everybody.
No, because everyone would start fighting and robbing them. That's madness.
That's true. Riots
so
and
fun.
Stuff.
Just kidding. No, I think I would go up and be all like, "Hey, it's God. What you doing down there? You guys are dumb." And then,
well, you gotta remember, God, every single person would see that. So,
I'd be like,
"Yo,
hello, it is your God Muhammad Og.
You guys really need
Jesus.
To pick it up, man."
I just come up like. Hey guys, it's
we're
Buddha.
Running this world into the ground.
I'm like, hey guys, it's Buddha Christ here. I just want to let you guys know that. You guys are running this world to the ground.
What's up, everybody? It's Buddha Christ.
When it comes to religions, you guys are all right. Yeah, reincarnation is real. And that's actually, heck is if you come back as a little piece of trash floating in the sewage.
Yeah.
Solid.
And how do babies get born? Actually, that's a
don't think about it.
Don't worry about it. Let's just say you weren't planned, young man. You know who you're... No, actually, I would...
That dad that's sitting right next to you? Yeah, that's not your real dad.
Or would you take that 30 seconds to ruin people's life? You walk up and be like, Nathan Phillips is a man of Satan. And that's all you say?
I would just say some random name and just hope somebody's name is that.
You bet. I know what you did, Kevin. And that's all you say.
Just Kevin Lacey.
Kevin Thompson, I know what you did last summer. I know where you hit it. That's all you say, and the whole world knows. And some kid named Kevin Thompson, you probably hit
he's
his
like,
porno magazine.
What?
He's like, oh, I burnt those. You can't find my marijuana. I burnt it all.
Hippie down.
You can't find my porno mags. You're all stuck to my ceiling.
Oh, okay.
All right. Flip your card.
What technology do you wish existed?
I really wish we had, like...
Jerk time travel. Time travel.
Like,
we have
that
those.
Gives you jerky, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, make jerky. Like, imagine,
right
bro.
There.
Like,
the 3D print
those.
Jerky?
Yeah, but it takes forever.
Do have those
dehydrators, dude? They take, like, hours.
Why did you say it like that?
Dehydrators, dude? My mom dehydrates everything, bro.
Did you know that...
She makes jerky
we
so
have,
good.
We have 3D...
Yeah.
3D
that
machines that they can make food.
Yeah. I knew about that.
Yeah, I've seen Cloud.
And technically they can make humans. They just can't make humans that are alive. Because they can use
that's
the,
weird to me.
They can
I
use
like
the
that.
Cells
source of food.
The cells and like the our tissue to make like an extra
what
finger.
Cell? What Nathan? Do they need volunteers?
What?
Do you get paid?
For what? They
take another one of me.
All they take is the stem cells.
The
stuff that can regrow itself.
The germ cells? Or something like that. Is it germ? Like maybe the one
perm?
That gives kids perms? Yeah. No, Sam.
Perm cells.
But
without joking, what
I would want time travel.
Honestly, why don't we need to buy when we move out? A panini press, dude. I'll be making us so much paninis, bro.
With turkey?
Turkey, dude.
Because all
and
you
pepperoni.
Talk about is turkey
cheese.
All the time.
And pepperoni.
For me, it'd be turkey, pesto, cheese, and freaking bread.
Here we go. You have $100,000. You have to donate or create a charity. What do you do?
Create a charity that's called Nathan's Foundation.
Okay.
And then I just...
What do you do?
They donate to me.
Oh, gosh.
Like, you lie and say it's for orphans, but
he's like,
not.
It's for people.
I'll just lie and say I'm an orphan.
It's for orphanages.
I'll make one. Like, it's
I would
for
probably do some with homeless because I've.
Yeah, there's a lot of homeless people.
No, I would do mine for fixing up some jails and stuff because there's a lot of jails out there that are like brutally hurting the people around them. You know, like the inmates, they're not treated federally, but I feel like if they had a little bit more money in the way that they could get some better security, and I'd oh.
The thing about the jail program, the thing about the jail program is it was jails were first designed to keep people in and then rehabilitate them and make them better.
Now
but now
they just punish them.
Now they just they're
no, there's
rounded
thing
up.
That they do called quartering where they will hang you naked by like this, like a starfish for those.
I don't think they do that.
No, they do this. It's an actual real thing they do.
Where?
Penitentiaries, like the state penitentiaries.
State?
Like
at the state level?
Like where?
Like state level. Like, if you're in a federal crime type stuff.
No, like what
places
state?
Places like Atlanta.
Well, if it's federal, you're not gonna be
in the state penitentiary.
But no, but it, what it's meant for is to keep you, like, it's for people who are acting out crazy, right. So, like, they can't move at all. But there's a story about this guy who, he has his own YouTube channel now. I guess you go to check him out. His name's, like, Larry Lowen.
Is he a diamond thief?
Yeah, diamond thief.
I know who you're talking about.
He was talking about it, and he said that one time they tied him up there, and then they were all pissing on him and laughing at him, because you're
butt naked.
And
they,
And he says it's something that he can never forget. And then
they raped him, too.
Yeah. And, like, he...
But you have to think, that was back in the 70s.
And there's teams that come right. in. No, that was in... Yeah, but he says he still has stories from people, like, nowadays. Like I say, like, when the whole, like, cops are bad, cops are good thing, like, some cops are good, some cops are bad. It's just that
Well, simple. If it's in a penitentiary, they're not cops.
Yeah, they're not cops. I'm saying
they're guards.
They're guards. And there is some guards, like, that want to rehabilitate you. That's why, like, I love Juvie. Like, you go to Michael Juvie, like, he never... I like the system in Juvie. But, like, for adults, they're just punishing you, you know?
It's not doing anything.
And then sometimes they do it because you're acting out, but sometimes they do it because they're trying to silence you. Like, if you're trying to sue the prison, they're going to make your life a little bit more hell inside the prison, you know? Because they don't want you to sue the prison. Or they want you to shut your mouth, you know?
Yep.
And that's the part that I think is messed up. But, yeah, I don't know.
Valid. It's a good song.
Okay, your turn. Cameron, turn it quiet. Oh, wait, no. You just turned it
quiet. I put it away, but I saw one that I kind of liked. It was like...
can't remember it.
Which person do you most admire? Like, personally, let's not say in like your family or anything personal, but more like...
Like a celebrity or... Could it be like someone that's just passed away?
Yeah. Because mine would definitely be Pac.
Pac? I admire Pac and all because, like, of his, like... Like, how he kind of turned out, but, like, for a long time, he was super racist and violent. So, I don't admire him for, like, the things he did. I admire him for his message he brought. Because the message he ended up bringing before he died was amazing. That's what sucks, is that he died right before, like, as he was becoming, like, this amazing... Because he listens to his old music, it's a lot more, like, hardcore gangster.
It should have been Suge, or Suge should have died with him.
Or neither one of them should have died.
What was that little, like...
But no.
Honestly, I just wanted Suge to die, but...
I think I have a lot of respect for... I don't know, dude. I mean, obviously, there's people I have a lot of respect for, like Martin Luther King. I don't want to say something like, I respect Jesus, you know? I want to think of, like, something, like, more personal, on a more personal level, you know?
Lever,
yeah. Oh,
more
never
personal
mind.
Level.
I know, bro. Freaking Notch, dude. Notch. Actually, I know this one guy... Inspired the crap out of me. You might know him. I don't can't remember his name right now, but oh gosh.
So I won't know him.
He used to be he was a painter. Went to paint school, but he was super bad, and so his parents thought he would never be anything, and so he joined the army during World War I, and he got a whole bunch of gas in him, and so he rose up his country, and he ended up trying to take his country's name back. He created this little group called the Nazis.
I was going to say, Hitler?
Oh, Hitler, that's his name!
Obviously, as soon as you see piece of scum. That was kind of funny, because you're like, yeah, I started, you know, join the military, yeah. Tried to get his country's name back, and I was like, this sounds a little familiar.
No, you read, like, some stories, oh my, like, the, you read the stories, like, without context, like, SpongeBob was like, you live with, like, this kid who lives next to a mentally disabled friend. His neighbor hates the crap out of him. He always is breaking into his house and, like, doing every can to do it.
He's like, oh, SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Like I saw one for Finding Nemo. That one
made me laugh. It was, like, all this stuff. Because, like, it's, like, sounds like it's, like, super, like, depressing. Like, his best friend is this. He has extreme ADHD. He's, like, and the worst part is he lives in a pineapple under the sea. I'm like, I get it now.
Yeah. I saw Finding Nemo one that made me laugh.
Gosh.
Did I tell you about? I was in Utah. I was in Utah with my.
We went to Utah. Me and Nathan went to Utah twice since last episode. And also, what I realized in the bathroom was not as. We were talking about how I'm finally 18. Dude, last time we did a podcast, none of us were 18. Not even Shaylee was.
I'm pretty sure I was.
Not last time we did a podcast. You were 17.
It was September, last time we did a podcast, but we didn't post.
Oh, yeah. Last time we posted a podcast.
Yeah.
Was back when we were all 17. Even Shaylee was 17 back then.
Crazy.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
It's a trip, bro. What time are we at?
119.
Pick your mind up already. Pick up your mind. Pick. Make your mind up already. Pick your choices.
Deason.
Me and Fleck.
Nope. No, I'm okay.
Bottom.
Nick.
Ah!
What above that? Yeah, that one.
I am the glove glow gap.
No.
Oh, he accidentally tapped both of them.
I am the glove glow. I am.
Hey, listen to the podcast, guys. Thanks for coming in.
That was a good one.
But, anything else? Anyone, like, oh, gosh, there's so much I want to talk about. Like, even with the horror industry, we can talk about that, bro. What? All this stuff.
I'm okay.
Well, we can talk about how the fact that there's so many movies coming out this year. Like, you can even look at the big ones like Spiral. The new Matrix comes out this year, I think. What's the huge one coming out soon? The Suicide Squad one's coming out.
I don't.
The Justice
have
League
high
movie.
Expectations for
the
that movie.
The new Justice League movie came out. I heard that one's kind of doo-doo, though, so I haven't seen it.
The remake? The remake is good.
Well, I heard it's trash because I heard that, like, Cyborg can create money. Like,
he can do anything.
Exactly.
He can do anything that's in the physical
what
world.
What was Batman's power again?
He's rich.
Yeah, so.
He has money.
Yeah.
And a really
he's
cool
also,
butler.
He's also like a like an master in every martial art.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah. Cyborg could shoot you, bro. Like, it's like the whole Indiana Jones thing, bro. If Batman was up next to me going.
Batman has some sick armor, though.
Bazooka.
Sometimes.
Batman always has a plan for every single thing. I guarantee
yeah,
he has
I think
a plan
he's
for
really,
Cyborg.
Just really smart.
And it doesn't matter because, spoiler oh. alert, Cyborg dies at the end of the movie.
What?
Not at the end of the movie, but there's. It's hard to explain because, like, they go into the future and then back into the present. And in the future, Cyborg isn't around. But the Joker from Suicide Squad is.
The Jared Leto?
Mm-hmm. So is Deathstroke.
Wonder who they should bring into the DC Universe more besides just like they did with Suicide Squad.
Flash.
I think they bring Deathshot back in.
Deathshot,
yeah.
Will Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Except he has a weird looking body now. Did you see that?
Really?
He's posting videos and he has like a. He's like, dude, I do not have the right body no more. Except it doesn't sound like that. You haven't seen that? He looks weird now.
We'll look it up after the podcast because they can't see it.
I know. I was just going to show you guys.
Alright. But yeah, I don't know, dude. There's so much stuff going on. Dude, it's crazy, dude. There's that new Pepsi freaking mango, dude. There's like five new freaking.
Dude,
monsters.
The Pepsi. It was bad. Let me can tell you, bro.
Cameron got some PewDiePie G Fuel.
Oh yeah, sir. You got that PewDiePie phone case.
I got some McDonald's merch, bro. This cup's so fancy. Literally, it just fills with calories. 100 calories for a glass of water. It tastes like normal water, but that's calories.
Wow.
30 grams of carbs. Pure fat.
He's a little
He just needs to get
not
back
like
into
DMX
the
before he died. You see DMX
just needs to get
died?
Back into the gym.
Yeah.
I still love, what was the Snoop Dogg, roast? I think Justin Bieber did. It's like, you look
Snoop
like,
Dogg's been on so many of them.
I know, but, like, the so one that Justin Bieber made, it's like, oh, you have two, like, old lesbians, telling you something. No, two lesbians calling you a has-been for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Or, like, the jokes, like, Snoop Dogg looks like a freaking disappointed grandma. Alright, guys. What a day.
I don't.
Today was obviously not planned.
You going camping tonight, aren't you?
Yeah.
You going camping tonight?
Tonight, tomorrow night, probably the next night after that.
I'm going camping this weekend, I think.
With your family?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Saturday.
Do you want to go to camp out with me on Friday night?
And me. He works.
Oh, yeah.
So, who's all coming on Friday? Well, we can
I
talk
know,
about
yeah.
this after.
I'll talk about it later, though. I invited a whole bunch of people, but. A lot of people, I've been told when it is. I just said you should come to a birthday camp out, like, a month ago, and I haven't told them when it is yet, so they're probably going to be a no, because it's kind of late notice. But I also kind of don't want lots of people there, like I was originally planning on. I'm thinking, like, a good 5 people there would be fun, but you can't come, that sucks. But, now that I'm 18, I'm going to a lot more camp out and stuff, so... Yeah, and then you get your fishing license. All of us, bro.
Already have it.
And we have the Fishing Time podcast.
Yeah.
We just go fishing, talk about fishing.
It's cool, too. Where do you go to get your fishing license?
Sportsman's. I bought a 3-year pass because it costs $42 for 3 years.
I always go to Country Corner.
What, really?
Yeah.
I know they sold fishing licenses.
Yeah, that's
over
where,
there.
Where I've got them.
Oh, really?
And they're like, hey, $5 more, you can get a hard copy sent to you in the mail. So I'm getting like a physical copy that I can put in my wallet.
But do you have, like, a temporary one right now?
Yeah.
Okay, how much does yours cost? Remember?
18. I don't remember 18 for a year?
Because mine was 42 for 3 years, but... Alright, guys.
That was a pretty good one, boys. It's alright.
It's alright. Next episode, we'll have a lot more stuff planned out talking about.
Hopefully,
maybe some live today, audience.
Honestly, yeah, I didn't know we're doing a podcast until like 2 hours before I got off work. Nathan's like, "Yo, cameras in these."
Doing a podcast, so you best. Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah, I was like, "I bet."
Yeah, Nathan hit me up. He's like, "We should do a podcast."
And then try to getting some guests, and then
we tried getting. It's kind of
hard to get guests. We got some guests that said yes, but they couldn't come till like probably later. Now. Yeah. I had one person that tried calling me.
Well, when do you have to go home? Answer it.
Well, he's going camping tonight, yeah, so.
Yeah, I have plans tonight. I don't know. We'll talk about it after the podcast.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well, boys.
Yeah. Lunchtime episode podcast. 10? Episode 10. Episode I feel good about this one. Locking it out. Post it. Recorded on May 6th, 2021. My 18th birthday, which means next time I'll probably be dead. Let's do this, baby. Wrap this stuff up. Woo! Woo!
I am the glob glow gab galab, the swabble dabble wabble gabble flibber blabber blab. I'm full of swibble glibber kind. I am the yeast of thoughts and mind. Swabble dabble glibber glabber swibble swap glab. Dibble double swibble swabble glibber glab swap. Swabble dabble glibber glabber swibble swap dab. Dibble double swibble swabble glibber swap glab. Ooh.